The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
It's easy to look at what happened in Sydney on Saturday when thousands of people protested the COVID lockdown and think it is only a New South Wales problem. To be fair, a lot of the police horse punching buffoonery that we saw is not only specific to Sydney, it's a direct result of how Gladys Berejiklian has bungled the virus outbreak. Victoria, meanwhile, already seems to have their outbreak under control, while Sydney's failure to lock down the city is seeing hundreds of new cases a day and, tragically, the death of a healthy 38-year-old woman over the weekend. Adriana Takara became the youngest female victim of COVID in Australia after she was first diagnosed with the Delta strain just over 10 days ago. So Mark McGowan was spot on when he called out the Sydney protesters on the weekend. Here's what he said.
Pack of drongos, idiots, morons, absolute cretins, and I could use worse language than that.
But it would be a massive mistake to think we don't have a similar element right here in WA. A colleague of mine spotted a dual cab ute driving around Perth over the weekend that was covered in homemade anti-vaxxer signage. The fact is, this sort of sentiment is alive and well, and social media allows it to flourish and helps like-minded people organise themselves into action groups. From there, well, it's easy to see how Sydney's lockdown riot happened. But we also can't ignore the influence of right-wing media commentators on TV and radio, or as Premier McGowan calls them, East Coast nutjobs. They've been fanning the flames of COVID discontent in Sydney for months. And here's a thought, why not fine some of these idiots for spreading fake information in the same way we did Lorna Jane? The activewear brand copped a $5 million fine last week for suggesting its clothes could protect against COVID. That's not nearly as dangerous to public health as what these shock jocks are spouting. Yes, there's a free speech issue, I get that, but how many more Adriana Takaras are we willing to lose to this sort of stupidity?